In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. There is a story here that's important to every one of us. John the Baptist came before the Lord Christ to prepare a congregation for the Lord, prepare their hearts. People were so far away. So if Jesus comes, when people are not ready and the hearts are not ready, they will not receive Christ. That's why it's very important, even before coming to church, that I prepare myself and I prepare my heart. Why? If I meet Jesus personally, himself, and he shakes hands with me and he speaks to me and I'm not ready, I'm not going to receive anything. John the Baptist came early to baptize with the baptism of repentance. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. What does that mean? It means that heaven is closer than ever. God is coming very, very, very near. Kingdom of God is at hand. It's coming near. God is coming closer to you. Repent. And something that never happened before in all the history of the Old Testament, that all Israel were baptized by the baptism of John, except a few minority of the scribes and Pharisees. Never happened before. When Samuel came, not everybody followed him. When Moses came, not everybody followed him. Somehow, John the Baptist brought everybody, baptized everybody. And the service of John the Baptist were only 6 months. Only 6 months, he's done that. Because also he prepared so well. Then towards the end of the 6 months, the new preacher and the new prophet started to become famous. And everybody is no longer going to John, but going to the Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, John had his school, had his disciples. And then the disciples of John came and said, "Teacher, the person that you baptized and you told everybody that he's the Lamb of God, and he's the prophet to come, and he's the Messiah," and stuff like this. Everybody's going to him, and nobody's coming to us. People were standing lines and lines and lines to be baptized by John, but now no one is coming to him. There's someone who's better than him. Even if that person is God himself, this is hard. When a new employee comes and he's smarter than you, when someone else comes and he's sharper than you, and he's more spiritual than you, and he's more committed than you, and people are going to him and not coming to you anymore. And John answered a very, very good answer. And we need this answer because we do compare ourselves a lot. We do compare ourselves. Sometimes we compare ourselves with ourselves, that we used to be better than this. We used to be greater. We used to. And we get into bitterness, jealousy, envy, pride, all of this. John answered something amazing, and it's actually a rule for life. We'll see the answer, and we'll see what's behind this answer. That's what he said. He said, "A man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. A man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. The king will never be a king without he is being appointed from heaven. The president, whether we like him or not, he is appointed by heaven. Heaven decided." That's why when Jesus met with Pontius Pilate, he told him, "You think you have authority over me? You have nothing unless you're given this authority from above. You are in your job because God wanted you to be there. And when you're out, you're out because God wants you to be out. When you're with in a certain service, you're in that service because God wanted you to be there. And when you're out of this, because God wanted you to be out of there. And then, John, after that, let me tell you something. If we believe in this sentence and live by this sentence, we will love everyone. We'll never envy anyone. We'll never have any power or struggle in our life. But a lot of times we think that this guy came to authority and came to management because he's sneaky. And maybe she likes to, you know, the manager, and that's because she likes the supervisor and they talk to each other, and that's why she got there and she got to this position. We think that this person is blessed because whatever. He's not honest. That's why he's got a lot of money. No one is given anything unless it has been given to him from above. No one can do anything by himself. No one can take anything by himself. Behind that, there is a very important rule that made John very secure, which is the Holy Spirit in him. The Holy Spirit in him. And all the readings today talk about baptism and the Holy Spirit. Every insecurity and every lack of love and every anxiety we have is something inside that's missing the energy and the power of the Christian life, which is the Holy Spirit and the presence of God. The anxiety is the spirit. And I'm not talking about the anxiety of the disease. I'm talking about the regular anxiety that people go through. I'm talking about the jealousy. I'm talking about the envy. I'm talking about the lack of contentment. I'm talking about the lack of love. I'm talking about the feeling alone and feeling separated and feeling that no one is around me and no one feels me and no one feels for me. It's not the Spirit of God. But we call this the spirit of the world. Everybody in the world feels that. Normal. Standard. It's called the spirit of the world. And St. John in his epistle, he said, we did not receive the spirit of the world, but we received the spirit of God that looks for the things above, that knows that the purposes of God, knows what God is doing, knows what's from God and what's not from God, able to love easily without even falling into, you know, don't have to work really, really, really hard to love the unlovable. Don't have to win a lottery to have peace and joy, but it's always there. That's what St. Paul says in Galatians 5:22. He said, But the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, faithfulness, long-suffering, self-control. All these beautiful, amazing things, they are the fruit of the Spirit of God given to us. We are not given the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit of God. When we were baptized, after baptism, because baptism is the new birth, now I'm a child of God. You're a child of God, then you receive the Spirit of God. What's the Spirit of God? Spirit of God is that even though you're a human being, but you're doing things that only God can do. You have power, no one has. Only God has. As a son and as a daughter, you have all the power of God within you. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what made the church strong. That's what made people Christians. That's what attracted people to Christ, because the Holy Spirit makes me like Christ. and look for things that are above. Switching our mind to things that are above. Without the Holy Spirit, I try my best to think about good things, but all the thoughts are negative thoughts, and negative thoughts bring negative feelings. How do I change that? How do I change my thoughts? How do I change my feelings? How do I love? How do I have peace and joy and long-suffering and patience? And how do I get this? It's one thing. It's one person. The Holy Spirit is in you or not. Do you have the Spirit of God or the Spirit of the world? The Holy Spirit is given to all of us as a gift without doing anything good or bad. When we were children, we were anointed with the oil, the holy oil of Mayroon, and we received the Holy Spirit. God said, you are my son, you are my daughter, I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. But what happens after that? The Holy Spirit within us grieves. The Holy Spirit within us takes a corner and say, I don't know why he or she is living like anyone in the world. If we live like the people in the world, we will become like the people in the world. But because we are spiritual beings, because we receive the Holy Spirit, our goal is to feed that Holy Spirit day in and day out. Acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit within us. Being able to know if the Holy Spirit in me is flourishing or is distinguished, is it alive? How do I know? From the results. It's not a feeling. Feelings can never tell if you have the Holy Spirit or not. You can come to church and maybe, you know, the words touched you. Maybe the music of the liturgy touched you. Maybe you listen to Christian music and you feel really, really, really up. What does that mean? It means nothing. Just some emotions. You know, if you listen to secular music, you're going to feel the same, almost. It's not about these feelings, but it's about the fruit of the Spirit. What happens when you are not treated the right way? The natural response. You watch this as much as everybody else. So when you're sad, first question to ask yourself, why am I sad? Is the Holy Spirit really within me? Did I quench the Holy Spirit? Or what happened within me? Have I been not feeding the Holy Spirit within me? Why am I starving? Why am I looking for love? Why am I looking for approval? Why am I acting as someone who's really thirsty and hungry for any love, any approval, anything? Must be starving the Holy Spirit within me. What do I do? Let me come to prayer. And those who worship God, God desires those who worship Him with spirit and truth. Worship according to the Spirit, to fill the Spirit. The purpose of the worship is to be filled with the Spirit of God. The purpose of the Word of God is to be filled with the Spirit of God, to change, to be transformed from the world to the image of God through the Holy Spirit. What am I trying to say is, yes, we were baptized. Yes, we received the Holy Spirit. What's after that? Is the Holy Spirit alive within you or not? Is He touching people's life or not? Is He shown in your patience, in your long-suffering, that people around you say, how can you do that? How can you be in such a trial or such pain? And you're joyful. Spirit of God, not the spirit of the world. Spirit of the world is the self-pity, is the the sadness. It's not for Christian. If I'm not really receiving, if I don't experience joy from within, I should have talked with God. I should tell God what's going on. Why your Holy Spirit? Why are you depriving me from your Holy Spirit? What did I do? And maybe he's going to tell you, well, it's what you did yesterday. What did I do yesterday? Oh, yeah, I never trusted you when these things came. When I heard the bad news, my mind went all over as someone never believed, never had God in his life. I'm sorry, Lord. And the Holy Spirit would come within me. Because you haven't prayed, you haven't spent time in the presence of God. That's why you have the spirit of the world. Maybe you need some time with God. Maybe because the Bible and the Word of God has no root in you. Go back to that. And you receive again your peace, your joy, and your love. Anytime you're not experiencing the fruit of the Spirit, let me have a talk with God. Not only that, but I should always be in a check. Always examining where I am. What is my joy? What is my peace? Am I worried? Am I stressed out? And I'm not saying that that you should never be stressed out. But St. Paul himself, 2 Corinthians said, yes, we're stressed out. We have a lot of stress. But hey, we have a lot of peace from within. We are destroyed, but we are full of hope. They can take our life, but they can never take the Spirit of God out of our heart. They can take our freedom and put us in jail, but they can never take the joy. I want to warn you. When you start blaming people and say, I'm not happy because of him or her or the situation or people or circumstances, ask yourself again. We have something that's forbidden at home. We call it the L word. He let me. He made me. He did that to me. No. It's your choice. No one can ever make you angry, but you choose to be angry. Yes, people can put load on you. Yes, the stress will be severe. But in my trouble, I find your love and your comfort is carrying my heart. In the midst of darkness, I feel there is light inside. It doesn't mean that things will be easy. In the world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer that I have overcome the world. What is this? It's not the spirit of the world. But if we decide to do everything else like the world, we will live like the world, we will die like the world, we will have the anxiety of the world, we will have the depression of the world, we will have all these problems of the world. We have the jealousy, the envy, and all these things. It's not the spirit that we are given from God. Now, when we are celebrating the Epiphany, and we're talking about the baptism of Christ and John the Baptist and all of this, we remember that we did not receive the spirit of the world, but we received the spirit from above. Let's inflame the Holy Spirit within us. If you are suffering from the lack of love or the lack of peace or the lack of joy, if the fruit of the Spirit is not clear in your life, then ask, seek, and knock, and it will be given to you. And glory be to God forever and ever.